Welcome back to the show. Final game of the road trip coming up. Chase Field, Phoenix, Arizona. Hopefully the roof is closed and the AC is on. I'm sure it is. It's what, like 112 degrees in Phoenix right now? How about we ask that question to Corey Brock? He covers the Padres for MLB.com, as you probably know. He's on Twitter, at Follow the Padres. He's also on the Cholula hotline right now. How's the weather in Phoenix, Corey?
It's not quite that hot, Jesse, but You know what's funny is the hotel that I'm staying at down here is only a few blocks away, but you know I had to bring the luggage over this morning and actually felt bad taking a cab, but I just didn't really want to drag the luggage in this heat, so the cabbie didn't seem to mind too much, but I felt a little weird doing that. It's really an easy walk, but this time of year, not much fun.
Well, enjoy the air conditioning inside Chase Field. Corey, you wrote about September call-ups today on MLB.com, Padres.com. I think there's some good stuff there. To begin with, I suppose, sounds like it's going to be pretty pitcher-heavy, you know, for the call-ups this year.
Yeah, and, you know, and Buddy in years past hasn't added just for the sake of adding. And now, granted that where the team's at in the standings will dictate how you add and what you add. You know, they're going to add some pitching. I think we'll see Jace Peterson coming back in terms of position players. He may be one of the few, if only, position players coming back in September. We'll see Robbie Erlin. We will see Jesse Hahn certainly will come back after that promising performance in the earlier this year. A guy that I'm looking forward to seeing, and, you know, no confirmation on this, but I think a guy we're going to see is R.J. Alvarez, the reliever that's pitching for San Antonio, a key piece in that Houston three deal. Now, he doesn't have to be added to the 40-man roster, but I think they'd like to get a look at him, you know, in September because they feel like maybe he's going to be a key piece to this bullpen or at least be a guy to then take a look at in 2015. I don't think we're going to see Matt Whistler. He doesn't have to go on the 40-man this year. He's already reached right around his innings limit. He'll probably get one or two more starts before the AAA season ends on September 1st, so if you want to see Matt Whistler, you better hustle out to El Paso. But, yeah, there'll be a few guys coming, some we've seen before and some we haven't.
Do you think, you know, they don't have to start the clock on Spangenberg yet, but with the number of infielders that they might be looking at, do you think that they would pull the trigger on Spangenberg in September, or do we wait until spring to take a look at him?
Yeah, Bill, I think we wait until spring. That's an interesting question. And I tell you what, he's, you know, I don't know if he ever fell off the radar. And, you know, he's had the concussion issue twice now, and that's not really fair to him. But, you know, he's right back on their radar, right on their map with this strong performance in the Texas League. I think has opened an awful lot of eyes. I understand that he's repeating a level, but, you know, you look at the Texas League batting leaders, and they have two guys that are hitting over 300 in that league. That just goes to show you just how, you know, what a pitcher-dominated league that is with the ballparks and the environments and just how good the pitching is. And he's well over 300. Now, he won't have enough at-bats or plate appearances, I should say, to qualify for the batting title, but he's doing awfully well. You know, the walks are down a little bit, so it looks like he's being very aggressive. He's been playing some third base. He's played some outfield. Played some second base, so which is his natural position. So he's increased his versatility. That doesn't mean he's going to be a utility man. I had this conversation on Twitter with some people. It just means that, you know, they're taking a look at him in some different spots. And, you know, ultimately, who knows where he ends up. But
I guess the reports on him as a center fielder were very good.
Yeah, he's a good athlete. And I think it behooves you to take a look at a guy that and kind of move him around the diamond and see where else he could play. And I think it'll only help him moving forward. So, yeah, I think the future still looks very good for him.
Corey Brock is with us from Phoenix. Final game of this road trip coming up against the Diamondbacks. Ian Kennedy and Chase Anderson. Talking about, you know, versatility guys that can play multiple positions. Yanhervis Solarte at the major league level has proven himself to be pretty versatile, starting at second base again today. Jerko day-to-day with the hamstring. He pinch hit last night, but not ready to start a game. You know, Buddy kind of was indicating, I guess, for lack of a better word earlier today, that maybe at one point the versatility was a detriment to Solarte. But he really has done a nice job since coming here and showing all the different things he can do.
Yeah, it's funny. That was actually my question I asked a buddy in pregame today and writing about it for Padres.com is, you know, what do you make of this guy? Have you seen enough of him to get any kind of determination of whether he is a potential full-time, you know, full-time starter for next year, or is he pegged as a kind of a super utility guy? And the answer, of course, is you can't really say for sure. We have no idea what this roster is going to look like on April 1st next year. There's still a lot of work that needs to be done and will be done between now and then. But I will say, you know, in the 20-something games that he's played, 26 games, and, you know, the bat has spoken very well of itself. He gets on base. He can move around the diamond. I think ultimately his best position is third base, but he could go into the outfield. He handles himself pretty well at second. Can play some short. I think the arm has enough carry there. He's handled himself pretty well. I think you're seeing a guy that you know, a lot of Yankees fans were probably pretty excited about in April and May when he got off to such a very good start. And, you know, he slumped thereafter, but you know, he's a nice piece. I'm not ready to completely peg this guy as a super utility guy moving forward yet, but he's been a pretty good return on that Chase Headley deal so far.
I got him at third base to start next season.
You've already got him penciled in?
I do. I like the way he goes after the ball, and I like that he can do that, still draw some walks, and I like everything that I've seen from Solarte so far.
And we've seen him, Bill, you're right, we've seen him smother some balls, especially going to his right, getting some balls on the line, and he's pretty quick to get to his feet, and, you know, again, the arm is pretty good.
This is going to sound mean, but if he's your starting third baseman next year at the start of the season, I think you're a little bit ahead of where you were this year.
You know, that's in terms of Headley?
Yeah, because Headley had been hurt, and just for a number of things that we last year and the start of this year, I think that if Solarte is at third base, you're going to be a little bit ahead of where you were this year with Headley at the start of the season.
Yeah, I think the ship had just kind of sailed on Chase, and it was probably just time for him to go. And, you know, I'm never going to say anything disparaging about him. He was a very good pro. He was good to me when he was in San Diego, and I think, you know, he handled himself very well. But I think it sort of reached a point where, you know, that deal had to be made for obvious reasons.
I agree.
I think it was a good change of scenery thing for him, and I think, you know, he's benefiting from his situation with the Yankees, and it was just time. But
right on.
You know, if you have Solarte as your starting third baseman, you know, you're going to have to find your power somewhere else. That means you're probably going to have whoever your first baseman is probably hitting some bombs for you and probably finding some power somewhere in the outfield as well. Where are you going to get that? I don't know.
Yeah, no, I think that's kind of the million-dollar question moving forward for the Padres. There's going to be need to be some more power next year. Whatever position it's at, where's it going to come from? It's going to be a lot of the conversation this winter. Corey Brock, MLB.com, Padres.com on Twitter, at Follow the Padres. Appreciate the insight as always, and enjoy the last day of that desert heat.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
Always our pleasure. Corey Brock on the Cholula Hotline. Cholula Hot Sauce, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wood cap for a punch of delicious jalapeno and poblano. Check out the green pepper sauce flavor today. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap up this Padres Social Hour. If you're watching on Fox Sports San Diego, Padres Live coming up at the bottom of the hour. First pitch at 1:10.